It's Here and Now, and the professional sports closet door was kicked open a little wider this week when Michael Sam, an All-American football player from Missouri and NFL draft prospect, came out publicly as gay. Sam would be the first openly gay NFL player. And before that announcement, he met with Wade Davis, who is openly gay but was in the closet when he played professional football. Wade Davis is now executive director of the You Can Play Project, and he joins us from New York. Wade Davis, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, how big of a risk was this for Michael Sam, do you think?
I don't think it was a risk at all. I don't think any time that someone stands up and tells their truth and lives their life openly and honestly, it's ever a risk. I think it's something that should be celebrated, which I think is the majority of the reaction. And I think in the long run, teams and players and fans will really grow to appreciate the magnitude of what Michael Sam did.
But if it's not a risk, then why is it 2014 and this is the first openly gay player who may well be in the NFL?
You know, I think that historically the narrative that has existed around gay men has been probably, let would say, that would lean towards something of the feminine spectrum. And I think now that we're starting to see that, or at least starting to understand that being gay is not something that's monolithic, right? And so now for someone to see a gay man playing in the NFL, it's kind of a culture shock, but it's something that players have known for the longest time. You know, there have been players like Charles Barkley who's admitted to knowing that they've played with a gay teammate. And I think that there's a big difference between someone living their life not out to the public, but being out to their teammates. And I think that we have to start to parsing it out because I have friends now who are out to their teammates in the NFL and in college and have just not felt comfortable to make this big proclamation to the public.
And yet, why is the NFL so far behind the curve on this? Because at this point, you can be openly gay in the military. There are a number of states, of course, that have gay marriage. Gay rights are expanding across this country. And yet, the NFL is just now getting to the point where it's got potentially an out player.
I think it depends on what you define as openly gay, right? Because, you know, like I said before, like there are players who are out to their teammate. And I think that we have to understand that athletes don't have much privacy, right? So if I'm an out man
there are a lot of people in public life that don't have much privacy that are out.
Yes, but I think that we're not giving individuals choice, right? You know, it's almost like you have to be out in public if you are gay and in the NFL. Like, so what type of responsibility are we given to what type of agency actually are we given to the individual to say, hey, like, this is my life. Like, I can choose to be out to my inner circle, to my NFL family, but I don't have to tell, you know, ESPN or CNN.
Now, you actually met with Michael Sam on the eve of his announcement with a group of other people. Tell us what you told him and what you counseled him about this big moment for him.
Well, to be honest, Michael Sam doesn't need much counseling. He is one of the strongest, most courageous people who I've ever met. You know, it was really more of a celebration of the work that people like Dave Kopeya have done, Billy Beane, Sarah Tuwila, guys who have become before Michael, who have really, you know, laid a foundation where that someone would feel comfortable enough to make this type of an announcement. And it was really just us having fun, laughing and joking. He and I are both from the South, so we had a chance to kind of have a country boy reunion.
So what did you tell him?
I told him that, you know what, that I'm not here to counsel him. I'm here to be a supportive person in any way that he needs. And we talked a lot about different ways that he can kind of protect himself from the media, about different things that I have learned. You know, Michael wasn't nervous at all about this moment. He understood the gravity of it, but he was like, look, you know what? My background has had so much tragedy, you know, losing three siblings, having two other brothers who had been in and out of prison, you know, and really having to stare that in the face and persevere through all of that. This wasn't as big of a deal to Michael as it might have been to another individual.
We're speaking with former NFL player Wade Davis, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Wade Davis, what do you make of Michael Sam's father's comments in the New York Times? He said, I'm old school. I'm a man and woman type of guy. And he said he's uncomfortable with the idea of a gay player in the NFL, even if it's his son.
A lot of people won't like me to say this, but I'm okay with that. You know, when I came out to my family, it was about 3 to 4 years of a really tough time. But I think that we have to sit back and go, like, what is the life of a parent like when their child announces that they're LGBT? Oftentimes, our parents' dreams die. So for my mother, when I told her I was gay, this dream that she had for her son has now died. So parents need time to kind of grieve and to mourn. And everyone grieves very, very differently. I think the one thing that Michael Sam's father did say is that he still loved him. And I think that this unconditional love that he's clearly showing his son will transcend any of his kind of historical understandings of what it means to be gay.
Why did you wait for so long after you stopped playing professionally to come out?
Well, unlike Michael Sam, I dealt with so much internalized homophobia, you know, so much self-hatred, and it took me a long time to really separate what it meant to be a gay man from what it meant to be an athlete, and to really combine the two, and to really know that I didn't have to perform these type of masculinities and other things, and that I could just show up in the world as myself. And to be frank with you, it wasn't until I took a job at the Hedrick Martin Institute and I had a chance to work with young kids who were 13, 14, 15, you know, seeing these young people live in their truth. And I was like, wow, like if they can live in their truth from this young age, you know, they really helped to inspire me to say, you know what, maybe there's a chance that my story can really have an impact on not only them, but another person who wants to be an athlete.
How difficult was it for you to keep your sexual orientation secret while you were playing?
It was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, you know, like living in this state of double consciousness, you know, where you're trying to keep this secret inside and perform, you know, all these other things. It's exhausting. You know, I can remember watching film and just being so hypervigilant of everything that I did, you know, like trying to make sure that I stood the right way or ran the right way or talked the right way. And it's just physically and mentally exhausting.
Now, Jason Collins came out about a year ago as an NBA player, and he has not been signed by another team. Do you think there's any risk of that happening with Michael Sam, that no team decides to take him?
I'm not worried about that at all. You know, I think that there was a big difference between Michael Sam and Jason Collins. I think that we forget that the SEC, the conference that Michael Sam played in, is basically the minor leagues of the NFL. It's a conference that I would say 20 to 30% of its players fill NFL rosters. So if Michael Sam could be one of the best players and the top defensive player in the SEC, there's no worry on my part. And I think from the positive reception that he's got from players, and now you have some executives and GMs that are speaking out saying, hey, you know, like the ones of you who are saying these words anonymously, don't speak for the entire NFL.
Wade Davis, former NFL player and executive director of the You Can Play Project. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And you can leave us your thoughts on this story, a big year for the NFL, at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.